short, short story brought to you by Campbell's Tomato Juice, the largest selling tomato juice in America. Today we bring you Success Story, or Bernice Morgan Presents, a little glimpse behind the scenes of the theatrical profession. Each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, Campbell's Tomato Juice brings you Campbell's short, short story, complete in each broadcast. Today's Success Story stars Betty Gard as Bernice Morgan. But first, a short, short story about Campbell's Tomato Juice. Well, the other evening, I was calling on some friends, Frank and Betty Walton. And Frank said to me in the course of the evening's conversation, "Hey, George, how in Sam Hill do you ever find so much to say about Campbell's Tomato Juice? After all, tomato juice is pretty much just tomato juice, isn't it?" Well, that gave me my chance. Excusing myself, I went out to the corner store and came back in a moment with three different brands of tomato juice. And out in the kitchen, I poured out glasses of each and then brought them in to Frank and Betty. Well, the first glass I handed to Betty and said, "All right, I'll prove what a swell drink Campbell's tomato juice is." And here's what happened.
Sorry, George, but I don't think much of this. Seems too thin and watery. Doesn't have much flavor either.
You're right there, Betty. Tastes pretty dull to me, too.
Well, so much for tomato juice number one. Now, Frank, let's hear what you think of the next.
Well, this is better than the first one, but this doesn't seem to have much oomph to it either. Not what I'd call a refreshing drink.
It's too thick, I think, Frank, and too sweet, don't you?
You hit it, Betty. It's too sweet to be refreshing. No, not for mine.
Very well. Let's try tomato juice number three.
I'll vote for this one. It's got a sort of a lively taste that sure hits the spot.
Oh, it is good. Not too sweet, and it tastes so fresh. Why, you know, George, I think this is much better than the tomato juice I've been buying.
And that goes for me, too. This sure is better tomato juice.
Well, that's what happened at the Waltons the other day. And that's what's happening everywhere, every day. People are saying that today Campbell's is a better tomato juice. Even better than it was a year ago. They taste it once, enjoy its deeper, mellower flavor, its refreshing zip and sparkle. And from then on, their tomato juice is Campbell's, the largest selling tomato juice in America. Say, how about you? Have you tried Campbell's tomato juice lately? And now your Campbell's short, short story, Success Story. Along the drab canyons between 42nd and hundreds of little theatrical agencies. In the rather dingy-looking reception room of the James LaRocque booking agency, the faded gaiety of rose-colored walls are smudged by the shoulders that have leaned against them. There's a table scarred with cigarette burns, holding a few dog-eared movie magazines and ancient theatrical papers. Everyone's talking at once, but when the inner door to Mr. LaRocque's office opens and that gentleman appears on the threshold, the conversation stops. Every head turns expectant, every face with a fixed smile.
No more casting today, folks. If you haven't an appointment, you needn't wait. Yeah, come on in, Jerry.
How do you do, Mr. LaRocque? Oh, dear, he didn't hear me at all. As I was saying, Mr. Burton, one just can't let people down. No, and LaRocque is such a charming person. Definitely charming.
Yes. Splendid fellow, Miss Morgan.
I find it so hard to refuse him. He absolutely insisted that I drop everything I was doing and rush right down to his office.
Really? Well, continue my story, I was understudying the lead at the time. You recall the offering?
Poor LaRocque is dreadfully worried I won't take the part he has for me. You know, when one does a successful bit of work, one is typed immediately.
Yes.
I played the housemaid in Talisman Rose 4 years ago. You remember that, of course.
I can't say that I do, but this thing I was
you
doing...
You don't recall Talisman Rose? Well, it must have impressed LaRocque. Of course, I shall insist on a 2-week clause in my contract. I have something much more important coming up.
Yes, of course. Well, as I was about to say, this thing I was doing had a rather good press, too. I remember some of the criticisms of my work were distinctly...
How lovely! Talisman Rose had a wonderful press, too. Oh, but pardon me, Mr. Burton, I interrupted you.
Oh, all right.
Tell me, what have you been doing?
Oh, I've been very busy, quite busy. Rather an extensive run last summer. Keeping my hand in, as it were, just keeping in trim.
Dear old summer stuff.
Yes.
I suppose one must do it occasionally. I imagine you found it rather grim at times.
Well, I was doing mostly character bits. I played one of the deaf mutes in Silent Road. One does get typed, as you say.
My darling, how delightful.
Yes, it was a mystery play. I was killed in the first scene.
Lovely. I mean, getting the part and so on.
Oh, yes.
It was a minor part, I suppose.
One might consider it a sort of second lead, if you get what I mean.
Yes.
After all, it was what the whole play was about. Who killed me in the first act and why, and all that sort of thing.
Yes, yes, of course. Oh, there's Mary Lee Jenkins, Mr. LaRocque's new ingenue. Oh. Hello, Mary Lee. Poor dear, they say her eyesight is failing miserably. You were saying, Mr. Burton?
Yes, as the murdered man, I was in every scene. Actually remained on the stage throughout the play, and quite noticeably, too.
Wonderful.
I've been considering a similar role in a new production, but of course, if LaRocque needs me,
Excuse me, Mr. Burton, an old friend of mine.
Yes, of course.
Why, Jean Ransom, Jean, darling, of all people.
Bernice Morgan, I thought I recognized you, but I wasn't sure. How are you, dear?
Just perfectly splendid. Why, it's been years since I've seen you. If this gentleman will just move over to the next chair, I'll sit down here.
Oh, all right.
Thank you.
I don't want to take you away from the friend you were talking to across the room.
Him? That doctor? I'm just dying to get away from him. He was telling me how wonderful he was as a corpse in a mystery play.
Oh, my dear, it's perfectly amazing the amount of bluffing that goes on here.
You're okay, Mary Lee. Come on in.
Oh, Mr. LaRocque. He didn't see me. The poor man is so rushed.
Do you know him real well, Bernice?
Jimmy LaRocque? Who doesn't? Dear, delightful Jimmy LaRocque. Imagine him still running the same little agency. I was amazed to get a telegram from him, but it seems he must have me for that new production of House Divided.
Really? Isn't that lucky, Bernice?
I might say rather lucky for him, Jean. He was just in time. I was about to sign up elsewhere.
Well, you're going to get the lead, aren't you, Bernice?
Oh, I presume so. I suppose it means canceling my radio work, but first come, first served, you know. But tell me, darling, it's been so many years. What have you been doing?
You mean since the dramatic school?
Yes.
Well, not very much, I guess. I haven't had much opportunity.
My dear, the world is full of opportunity.
Oh, for you, I know. You're right here in New York, but you see, I've had my little boy to take care of. And
your little boy?
Yes. You knew I was married, didn't you?
No. How lovely. Someone from back home.
Dan Summers.
Dan Summers.
Yes. You remember Dan. Oh, you must. He spoke of you so often. He used to tell me that you were his great heartthrob back in our hometown. But perhaps he said that just to tease me.
Dan Summers.
You're beautiful, Bernice.
You flatter, Dan.
Bernice, I love
Dan,
you.
Dan, you mustn't.
Bernice, marry me.
I must follow my career, Dan.
I'll wait for you always, Bernice.
Dan. Dan, where are you? I need you now.
Dan. So he married after all. I didn't know Jean. I heard he'd died out west somewhere.
Yes. Couldn't seem to get his lungs right. I took care of him for 10 years. Poor Dan. Then there was the baby to take care of.
Dan's baby.
Made a difference, you see. I might have had a decent career here in New York, but there's always Dan and the baby. But I don't regret it.
I suppose he looks like Dan.
The baby. Oh, the image of him. He's a darling. The same blue eyes. Well, you know how blue Dan's eyes were. Then I don't suppose you remember.
Yes, I remember, Jean. I remember.
But it's on his account, Bernice.
Bernice Morgan. Bernice Morgan? All right, Burton, you can come in.
Thank you. Pardon me.
Bernice, I've got to get something to keep little Dan and me going. I've tried everywhere, but you see, I've been away so long. Nobody knows me now, and, well, I don't know anybody.
Yes.
Bernice, if you could only put in a word for me, LaRocque might consider me. Well, you know him so well. Oh, I was hoping that, well, this part of a housemaid in the new show that he's casting.
You mean in House Divided?
Yes, House Divided. Oh, you'll be doing something important in it. LaRocque will listen to you. Would give me enough for Danny and me to live on, you see?
Danny and you. Yes.
You can help us, Bernice. You're successful and, well, it's such a small, insignificant part. The housemaid. LaRocque won't be too particular.
The housemaid. Yes, I suppose it is an insignificant part.
I'll try to come in again, Mr. LaRocque.
Bernice Morgan here?
Bernice, Mr. LaRocque's calling for me.
Do you want that part of the housemaid?
Oh, if I could only get it. If they'd only consider
Look,
me.
Jean, ask LaRocque for it. He'll give it to you. They have to have someone right away. Anyone. They're in a terrible rush. You go in and see him. Tell him I sent you in and that I have to run along.
Bernice Morgan.
Go in right now, Jean. And I'll keep in touch with you. I'll write you care of LaRocque.
But where are you living, Bernice?
Well, I'm stopping at the Carlton, darling, while my apartment's being decorated, you know. I'll get in touch with you real soon. Goodbye, Jean, and kiss little Dan for me. Hello, Sally. This is Bernice. I'm so glad I got you on the phone instead of Mr. Stark. Sally, did he find someone yet? No. No, I didn't get it. There was someone else ahead of me. Yes, someone I knew a long time ago. Will you, Sally? Yes, tell Mr. Stark. I'll be right down. Yes, before the lunch hour rush. Sure, I'll take my old tables back. And Sally, thanks a million for lending me your caracal.
And so Bernice Morgan went back to the job of waitress, a failure in the eyes of her fellow workers. But after her name in the book of human achievements is written a different word, success. I'll tell you about Monday's story in a moment. But as you recall, a few minutes ago, we demonstrated what happens these days when people try Campbell's tomato juice. But we didn't tell you why this happens, why people everywhere are discovering that Campbell's is a better tomato juice. Better even than it was a year ago. Well, the reason is Campbell's tomatoes. You see, for over 30 years, through soil improvement, seed selection, and in countless other ways, Campbell's have been steadily working to improve the tomato. And how well they've succeeded, you can tell with your first taste of Campbell's tomato juice today. You'll find its flavor deeper, mellower, more garden sweet. Because Campbell's canning process helps retain the luscious flavor of these fine tomatoes. It safeguards the fresh tomato vitamins, too. So that today, there's no better balanced vitamin drink than Campbell's tomato juice. Why not let your family enjoy it often? Remember, Campbell's, the largest selling tomato juice in America. Each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, Campbell's Tomato Juice brings you Campbell's short story. Monday at this same time, our story will be Flat-Footed Angel, the story of a well-known man whom nobody knew. Flat-Footed Angel stars Helen Clare of the Broadway stage. This is George Putnam inviting you to tune in Monday for Flat-Footed Angel, presented with the compliments of Campbell's Tomato Juice. Now, please keep listening for Life Begins, the story of Martha Webster, which follows immediately.